This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 1 week until Christmas. Happy Monday. It's a gorgeous day out the window there, and it's 8:06 in the morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. 12 days of holiday. They rage on. Caller number 97 right now. And I see that you're already ready for this. The lines are lit up. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins a $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. That'll certainly help with the holidays. Get all those little gifts you need for all the people that work at your house and deliver stuff and right. Rub your back and stuff. Or whatever.
Rub your back and stuff. Not everybody's got one of those. Well.
There's a guy who had every single thing on your list. He's even got a manicurist.
It helps me sleep at night, too.
It's great. Whatever it takes, human. While you're over there at the Westfield San Francisco Center, check out Aritzia. Aritzia. It's their new flagship opening soon. Zara, a two-level flagship opening early 2018. Westfield gift card. Something for everybody on your holiday list over there. Plus, check out Finland Under the Dome, right in the middle, directly below the inverted Christmas tree, which is worth a trip just to see that. $500 right now for caller number 97. 800-400-3697. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards you purchase, you get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Cine Arts at Santana Row in San Jose. And if you head there early, Santana Row, on Thursday from 4 to 6, Yuzette and Bryn are hosting a little happy hour.
That's right.
Very exciting. They'll have some movie passes
and
ornaments that are little ugly Christmas sweaters. I've got it all going on there. So you mentioned this earlier. Jerry Richardson, who is the owner of the Carolina Panthers, he says he's putting the team up for sale at the end of the season, the same day that the NFL said it was investigating him after like an internal thing. He has a whole memo here, released a statement yesterday. He bought the franchise in 93, well, he and a bunch of investors.
He started the franchise. There was no franchise there.
They bought, I guess, the rights to it from the NFL, and they paid $206 million for
it. Oh, my Lord.
And what's it worth now?
$2.3 billion, I believe, and that was the 21st in the list of most valuable franchises in the NFL.
That was when they created the expansion team. $206 million in 1993. You know, big investment, but it's worth 10 times that now. So congratulations to this guy who has apparently settled with at least 4 employees. They don't say for what. And then there's also some racist comments. And I'm sure more information will be hitting us soon. I did think it was really funny that P. Diddy immediately got on his... Looks like Instagram, I guess. He said, "Attention to the Carolina Panthers! Attention, NFL! This is a chance to make history. There are no African-American majority owners in the NFL. I would like to buy the Carolina Panthers. Let's go! Spread the word. Tell the world. No joke." So, maybe he'll... I know. He is... It's a video, too. He's like a whole... He is into it. And he's got the money. Like, what's Diddy worth?
Probably just shy of $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I would guess.
He makes, every year he makes the
As I heard the story reported on the sports this morning, they said he's just shy of $1 billion. Mm.
So he'd need a few more investors. Steph Curry, you said, was
all
one of the people.
Everybody needs more investors unless they got in back in the beginning. Nobody's got, unless you're the guy, the Microsoft guy. I think he bought the Clippers with cash.
Yeah. Well, he's got the money.
It looks like $820 million.
That's no slouch.
For Sean
Combs. Can easily put half of that down on the team and just start raking it. I mean, isn't that what we hear? The NFL just rakes in money.
Yeah.
So he'll be fine. Good return on investment. He'll own the team. It'll be fantastic. So go Diddy. Sarah Palin's oldest son makes the news today. His name's Track.
Okay.
What are all her... She's got some crazy... What was the youngest baby? His name was like...
I don't know.
Trunk or something.
It was something along those lines.
Brackish. I don't know. It was like some...
Track.
No, yes. Track's the oldest.
Okay, so Bristol, Trig.
Trig.
Track, Willow, and Piper.
Oh, so Trig was the little one.
Yeah.
Trig, huh? Willow, Piper, and Bristol are all fine. But Track and Trig? It's weird. Anyway, this is the second time he's been busted in 2 years. This is domestic violence and other charges. He was reportedly arrested Saturday in Wasilla, Alaska. Felony burglary, misdemeanor reckless assault, and misdemeanor criminal mischief for causing up to $500 in property damage. So no details on the incident. Again, I'm sure details will emerge. TMZ's on the case. I'm sure they've sent someone right up there to check it all out. They actually tried to get the Wasilla PD to comment on it, but so far no word back. Track was arrested on domestic violence charges in January 2016. He drunkenly assaulted a woman while in possession of a firearm.
Oh, my God.
He's 28 years old, and they say if you ever watched former Governor Palin's reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, he was on at least five episodes, 2010, 2011. He has two kids, one with his ex-wife, Britta Hansen, and another from an ex-girlfriend, Jordan Lowe. So Sarah Palin's oldest son been brought in on domestic violence charges. Track Palin. There are a lot of movies opening up over the holidays. Everyone's talking about the Star Wars Return of the Jedi. Like, that's the big one.
People loved it.
They did. What's not to love? The cheesiness, the weird cameos. I mean, woo, bring it on. So opening December 20th is the new Jumanji movie.
Oh, I just saw commercials for that with The Rock.
Yep, The Rock is the star.
Well, and Kevin
Hart's in it. Jack Black's in it. Karen Gillian. Not sure who that is, but they list her as one of the big stars. Four high school kids are forced to clean out the school basement as part of their detention, and they find a Jumanji video game and get transported into it as the players that they choose. And then these guys come in and voice that stuff. So Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, is on the 20th. When is that, Wednesday? And so the holiday weekend, I think, starts on Wednesday.
That's right.
So these guys will all get 5 days or more, probably through Christmas, which is Monday, to make their money.
Jumanji is not one of the ones we're going to mention this week.
But you are going to mention The Greatest Showman, and that's also opening on Wednesday.
Correct, yes.
That's a musical starring Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum in the story of how he created the Barnum and Bailey Circus and got people in the 1800s to accept his troupe of outcasts.
Why no Jumanji?
Because there's just too many movies, and what they're doing is they're screening three movies a night every night, and there have already been requests from Sarah for some of the movies. So
for me? What did I want?
Well, keep going down your list, and when you hit it, I'll tell you.
Okay. Oh, is it Pitch Perfect 3?
No, that one we didn't get an invite for yet, so I don't know what's up with that.
Well, that's opening on Friday. Oh, by the way, back to Greatest Showman. Michelle Williams is in that. She's excellent. I mean, the last thing I saw her on was that Manchester by the Sea, and she just ripped my freaking heart out of me.
Well, I think they were saying, the news this morning was saying that she did really well in this role.
Oh. She's great.
She is.
Zendaya is also in it. She's a trapeze artist who falls in love with Zac Efron's character. Zac Efron is in it, everyone. He's in a musical. And it features music from the guys who did La La Land. So when we heard that, we actually heard the soundtrack last week. It was one of the new releases. So Human just pulled a million songs off of it, and it's stuff from La La Land, people.
Yeah.
December 22nd is Pitch Perfect 3. I probably am the only one here excited about this. I love
the movies.
Did you see both of them?
I'm not going to probably go. Yeah, he did see both
of
them.
Yeah, I'll wait to rent this one, but I really enjoy them. Downsizing. Is this the one I asked you about?
Oh, that is one of them. So tonight, Rudy will see that one this evening.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what he thinks. So this is Matt Damon. I guess in the future, they figure out how to shrink us. And if you have $100,000, it's worth like $20 million. And when you're tiny, because of how little you'll eat and how little space it takes you to be you.
Like your whole footprint.
Yeah, your footprint just gets reduced.
I like
so
it.
Far. It's really, it looks great.
So is it a comedy?
It is. Or it seems to be. Mm-hmm. And that's opening Friday, Downsizing. Matt Damon is shrunk down to 5 inches tall so he can have a better life in a downsized community. So everybody in this community is also tiny. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig is his wife. And with Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis in it, I got to say it's probably a comedy. Jason Sudeikis is his tiny friend who talks him into it. Like, come on, you can do this. Also on December 22nd is Father Figures. That's Owen Wilson and Ed Helms. They find out their moms. But this is, it almost sounds like the reverse of the plot for Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Because she finds out that her father could be any one of three dudes.
That's Ed Helms in the other role?
Yes, Ed Helms plays Owen Wilson's brother.
I would have bet money that that was Ben Affleck.
Oh,
in
oh,
the
really?
Commercials, watching the commercials, I've waited to see who is that guy.
Oh,
and then I forget and don't look it up, so I haven't.
It's Ed Helms. Apparently.
Weird. So yeah. He's sporting a little beard.
I could see how you think that.
It's weird. He doesn't look like himself.
So they find out their mom's been lying to them about their dead father. They go on a road trip to figure out who the dad is. Glenn Close is the mom, and the suspected dads are Terry Bradshaw, J.K. Simmons, Ving Rhames, and Christopher Walken.
Fun.
Yeah. In limited release on December 22nd, and this one is getting a ton of Oscar buzz, although I saw the trailer for the first time, and I actually thought it might be a joke. Like, I saw it because it seems super cheesy, but I
people
guess
like
I'm
their
wrong.
Cheese, though.
Yeah. The Post, it's called. Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks risk their careers by publishing top-secret government papers to expose a cover-up about the Vietnam War, even after Nixon had threatened the New York Times for the same thing. Spielberg does this one. And, of course, we're all looking forward to the next Spielberg movie, which is Ready Player One, sometime in March. The Post is opening nationwide on January 12th.
It's happening to your voice.
I'm choking on my own spit. I have a faulty epiglottis. Faulty epiglottis, everybody.
Is that true?
That's what John says all the time, because I constantly choke on my own spit.
You want some water?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
It's already passing. On December 25th, this is the one. This is called All the Money in the World. It's the J. Paul Getty thing. Michelle Williams is also in this one. And this is the one that they had to replace Kevin Spacey with Christopher Plummer.
So that I'm supposed to see tonight. So
oh.
Rudy's going to go see Downsizing. I'm going to try to see that one tonight. It's in Emeryville, so it's a little bit of a trek, but see if I can get
Well, thank
there.
You for your dedication to your craft.
Isn't Emeryville right there?
It's right there.
It's right there.
It's got to cross a bridge, though.
I know,
that
but...
That is a pain. You can BART.
Yeah, take BART.
Well, I'm just hoping there's no accidents on the bridge today.
Okay, I'm hoping as well. Molly's Game in limited release on December 27th. While we're on vacation, but most of the world's on vacation.
What's that?
This is Jessica Chastain as Molly Bloom, the woman who ran the high stakes poker game until the FBI shut it down.
So Rudy and I are seeing that tomorrow.
Oh,
so
that's supposed to be pretty good.
So those are the four movies if we have time and our top five. Hey.
Also, a couple other things just in limited release. There's a movie on the 27th called In the Fade. Diane Kruger plays a German out for revenge after her husband and son are killed in a bombing by neo-Nazis.
Oh.
And in limited release on December 29th, Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Jamie Bell plays a British dude who has an affair in 1978 with an aging Hollywood actress who used to have a huge career in black and white movies, and she's played by Annette Bening. So there's a few things that if you love movies... Oh, what's that movie thingy, the Chris Kelly thing? What's that called?
A Movie Pass.
If you have that and you go to a million movies a month because you paid $10 to go to everything, there's some.
Well, didn't the window for that pass?
No.
No.
That is the price of this.
You can go to Costco and get it right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you can get it for less.
$89 with
For $89 bucks, and it comes with?
Fandor.
Fandor, that's right.
So
for $90, you get
for a whole year.
For $90, you get unlimited movies for a whole year.
Wow,
I know, it's pretty good. The Roseanne reboot.
Yes,
we have a date for that now. It is going to come back to ABC, 9 all new episodes, beginning with an hour long premiere on March 27th at 8 p.m. And it will air in its usual time slot where it used to air.
Which is? Like 9?
8 to
8:30. No, 8 o'clock, right?
8 to 8:30.
Uh-huh.
Starting April 3rd. So I don't know what night of the week that is. Was it a Thursday night show? A Wednesday night show?
I need a new calendar.
Yeah, so 8 to 8:30 for 9 weeks in a row.
I don't know. I won't. I might just set my recorder.
Yeah.
What day did you say? April what?
It's going to be an hour long. March 27th is when it comes back at 8 o'clock, and then starting April 3rd, half an hour, 8 to 8:30. Features the complete original cast. Plus, there are some. Although I had heard that the who's the kid that's on The Big Bang Theory? Johnny Galecki?
Galecki, yeah.
I heard that they didn't have him confirmed,
I think they did. I saw a story last week.
Oh, good.
They got him on. I guess they paid the money.
They do what they got to do.
He doesn't even need money.
Oh, heck no, he doesn't. But he was a great character.
He was Darlene's boyfriend?
I could see why he would want to do that just out of respect for what it gave him and springboarded him into so many other things. I could see why he'd be like, oh, I'll be there for that.
Yep. So,
you know, Mark, who played his brother, his older brother, who was dating Becky, he passed away. He killed himself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he date the first Becky or the second Becky?
Both Beckys.
Oh. So he was also a long-running character. Yeah. Both Beckys are going to be back, but the Becky character is going to be played by one of them. And then is it Sarah Chalk? It was the second Becky. She's going to play another character on the show.
Oh, fun. I love her.
Is what I heard. And then they list some guest stars here. Sandra Bernhardt, who was on the show.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's going to be freaking fantastic. And if you missed the show,
I'm all psyched
to come back
it.
And do it. Has it been 20 years?
Probably.
Can't have been that long, can it? Well, anyway, it's coming back in March.
Oh, yeah, it could be that long.
Mm-hmm. God,
absolutely.
I know.
So fast.
No, that was absolutely.
That was just like full-on early 90s stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
So crazy. Time. Stop.
I know, man.
If you are a Prince freak, and they're out there.
Oh, Prince music.
The singer.
Yeah, that's the music. If you're going to, I don't know why we've talked about this, but if you're going to put on some music to do it to, you put on Prince, right?
Sure.
I mean, right?
Who could argue with it?
Nobody.
It's hot.
You?
I've actually felt stirrings just listening to his songs.
I have trouble with listening to music while I'm doing it.
Well, I don't necessarily.
Because then you want to like move to the music or you start singing the words.
Oh.
I do find that there's a bit of a cheese factor when there's music going because you just sort of like, this is a little too fast, this rhythm. Or
oh, God.
Oh, yeah, no, not Coldplay.
I would run out if someone turned that on.
Heads up, Hooman.
Coldplay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take Coldplay over Prince.
What? No, I have found there are times when you put on music because you would not want your child to hear.
Mm. Let's crank this up.
Any other sounds.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good excuse.
That might be made.
So there are some ultra rare vinyl copies of Prince's Black Album, and they're going to be sold for $15,000 a piece. So if you are a huge fan, let's see, the Black Album. Legendary, they say, recorded in 86 and 87 as a follow-up to the double album Sign of the Times. It did not receive an official release until 1994, but the circumstances around it were that was when he was having trouble with Warner Brothers and when he was changing his name to the symbol.
Is this the one he gave away in London? Doesn't
I'm
say
not
it there.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe
he's had some weird record launches because of his record label difficulties.
So at, I guess there were 500,000 copies of the actual vinyl, and they destroyed almost every single one because it wasn't getting released. It was supposed to be released like in 87. It didn't come out until 94, and then it was just on CD or what.
Oh, okay.
You literally could not get the vinyl that it had been pressed on. They're saying They destroyed nearly every single one of the 500,000 copies that had been pressed, but not every copy. And they say that there were a few records that slipped through the cracks, and they're saying at least one authentic Black Album LP is currently for sale for $15,000 on Record Mecca, which is a website owned by a former Warner executive named Jeff Gold. So if you got to have it and you've got $15,000, although who knows if, I mean, maybe it's one of those auction-y type things where you got to bid it, because there will probably be people who would go for it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Prince fans, heads up.
It's a good bet that that's a good album, right?
Oh, it's out. I mean, the album is out. It came out in 94. What's on it? Can you look on the Black Album and see? But I think when it came out, it was released. Was it released just as the symbol? Years went by before it was released. But it did come out on cassette and CD and stuff. It's just that the vinyl had all been destroyed.
Well, you're not going to know any of these songs. La Grind, Cindy C, Dead On It, When Two Are In Love, and then Super Funky, Califragilisexy.
Yeah, I don't know that song. Well, Prince fans, I'm sure, do totally know all those.
He's so fun.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, I've got a ton of stories, including cookies turned into cereal.
Oh.
What would you do to get rid of your college debt? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there, happy Monday. Only a week until Christmas. It's right around the corner. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. Coming up at 9 o'clock, tickets to see Charlie Puth, the guy we just heard. Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld, they're the perfect combination, and they're both coming to the Bay Area August 18th at Shoreline. We have your way in all day long, all this week, 9, noon, 3, and 5. If you want to go, make sure you're here at about 9:05. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate Ooh. The joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Vincent.
Let's
Merry
begin
Christmas
there.
To you, too.
And we want to thank everyone who came out to support Sarah on Friday night as
thank
she performed
so
with
lovely.
Tommy Igo's big band.
It's a thrill.
I want to thank the nice listener who Snapchatted me at least 10 different videos of you performing. So from home, I got to be, it felt like I was there. It's fantastic.
Thank you to him. Thank you. Thank
I think it was a her, but
thank you to her.
But I don't want to give anybody away, so I'll just.
Hey, listen. As long as they didn't get posted, I'm fine with it. It's great.
No, the beauty of Snap is even if I wanted to, I couldn't. They just went away.
Nice.
Gone.
Woo.
Hey, 49ers won over the weekend, and the Raiders lost. They got it stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
But they did, in fact, lose. And your Pats won.
They did. They stole it from Pittsburgh.
Twitter is going to begin enforcing new rules starting tomorrow that will suspend accounts affiliated with hate groups on and off the platform, a policy that I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but it's something that we hopefully will see the culture of Twitter change a little.
That's interesting.
It's extremely negative and hostile.
Mm-hmm. And the place to go if you're looking for a fight.
Right.
You can find one on Twitter.
This story is a really good one for us all to hear this time of year.
Okay.
Ruth Espequeta, a first grade teacher at Monte Cristo Elementary in Edinburgh, Texas, asked her students this week to write a letter to Santa Claus about something they want and something they need after a lesson about the difference between the two, which is important.
It is.
When school was dismissed for the day, Espera began reading the letters and was taken back by one in particular. A 7-year-old girl wrote Santa and said, "I have been good this day. This Christmas, I would like a ball and food. I need a blanket.
Oh.
I never expected for students to ask for things we usually take for granted, said the teacher. I was heartbroken because no one should ever go hungry or be cold on winter nights.
And she thought that food was something you just want.
Right.
Not something you need.
The next day, she asked the student about her letter, and the girl said she wanted a ball rather than a doll so both her and her brother could play with it. And she told the teacher she wanted eggs for food. So the teacher said, I had no idea she was going through such hard times. She's always at school with a big smile. And it was only because of this project that the teacher found this out. And they obviously went into action and started raising blankets and more for this young person. So I just thought, wow, that is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
The teacher also was doing some kind of donation stuff so all the kids in the school could get a blanket.
Yeah, they wanted to collect 724 blankets to give one to each student, and so far they have 616.
Was that just so that this kid wouldn't be singled out?
Maybe.
Or maybe
because rather than have to ask each kid, do you need a blanket?
Right. Because you're right. A blanket does seem like something you have. We take that for granted. And if you didn't have one, that'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
I want food. I need a blanket. And let me have a ball so I can. So if we just get the one present, my brother and I can play with it. Mm-hmm. Heartbreaking. Mm-hmm.
So we have seen that. And this is sort of on the same sort of note, similar note anyway. We've seen the tent cities everywhere, and they are moved around all over the Bay Area. Often here in the city of San Francisco, we see them.
They set up.
In a big way.
And then they get kicked out.
Right.
They clean that area up. Meanwhile, the city relocates, the tent city.
Right. I mean, that's the way it seems to go. Well, now one of the things they're mentioning in this article, I got this morning from... I don't know. Anyway, it's about the people who are living in RVs. RVs are now the next step down from having an apartment that people are resorting to, and they're all over. They talk about one guy, excuse me, who's parked curbside in an industrial section of San Jose. One of the problems police have is that toxic waste is being dumped because... Not only do these people have nowhere to park these vehicles, they have nowhere to get rid of their waste.
Right. Does it cost money to go to like a dumping station? Because those do exist. I mean, I guess maybe you'd have to drive to a campground, or maybe they don't have the gas to get them to wherever the dumping station might be.
Many of these people work, according to this story, in that this has just become the last resort after you can't afford the rent. Here in the Bay Area.
Right. You come up with the money to get a trailer or borrow someone's RV and just
Many cities from Oakland to San Jose are struggling how to cope with the growing influx of RV dwellers who are looking for a safe, permanent place and they can't afford homes. So this is something you're going to see more of. And if you see RVs on your street, they show pictures in the article of RVs lined up on city streets.
There they are.
So you know what? If you... are out there and you're listening and you hear this story and you know where they can dump, let us know. We'll make that news so that maybe someone out there who doesn't know there's a place where they can safely dump, because that's a major problem.
Yeah. Well, if it goes right into the bay.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yikes. On a lighter note, more cookies are being turned into cereals. Nutter Butter and Chips Ahoy are going to be cereals very soon.
You know, Cookie Crisp tried to do this, but they just slash up the top of your mouth. Because they're not really cookies. They're just, you know, I guess they're supposed to be able to hold up in milk. Are these going to be actual cookies that are going to fall apart and just turn into cereal mush at the bottom? Cookie milk mush?
Yeah.
Like you like to drink at the bottom of your glass of milk after you're done
dunking.
Butter. I
love Nutter
Butter. I love Nutter Butters. I don't know, Nutter Butter and 15 years.
Me neither. I like most peanut butter stuff.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. You're a peanut butter guy.
I am. Anyway, they'll be in stores before the end of the month, apparently.
All right.
But I can't answer the question about are they actual cookies or something close to it.
Because actual cookies aren't going to, you know, they're just going to get way too soggy.
Those puffins I eat, man, they slash my mouth like you would not believe. But I still eat them.
Peanut butter ones?
The peanut butter ones. But you just mentioned the, was it Cookie Crisp that slashed it?
Those things used to be brutal. I'd still eat them. But they were, you paid a price.
I'll do this story just because she's someone from my life. She may not be popular anymore, but I thought it was interesting. This probably was supposed to land on your desk, I think.
Well, I'm all done with celebrity trash, so hit it.
Do you remember the band The Human League?
Sure.
Can you name one of their hits?
Well, I can only name the one hit that I can think of, which is...
Don't you want me, baby.
Right. I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar
when I met you.
Do they have another song?
Oh, they have a couple.
Do they?
All right.
You back there too. Okay, so this girl.
Mirror Man is also one of their hits. Anyway, Joanne Catherall, a vocalist from the Human League, was denied entry into the Qantas Frequent Flyer Lounge in the Melbourne airport because she was wearing UGG boots.
What's wrong with that?
The singer was on tour with the band in Australia and was flying out of the airport when she tried to enter the lounge, and they said, "You cannot be in here due to your shoes."
What
she
do they
posted
got
the incident
UGG boots?
On, well, UGG boots are ugly. They're hideous.
But in her defense, when you travel, you have to be as comfortable
you
be as possible on that
That's
plane.
The point of an UGG boot is that...
And
like,
they keep your feet warm. It's always so... My feet always get
fashion,
cold.
I am comfortable.
When I see someone in a three-piece suit on a plane, I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Are UGG boots like...
Hideous? Yes.
No. Are there? Is there some problem that Australia has with them? Like that they're...
No, they're Australian.
That's what I thought.
Like, no, they're from Australia.
Right.
So what is their...
Are they not dressy enough?
Oh, is it?
That's
you have to
it,
be dressy.
For sure.
Is it
absolutely
dress code?
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a celebrity attached to that story.
So, did she pitch a fit?
Yeah, what happened?
You didn't?
No, I didn't know it was the
Human
League lady.
Funny.
That's why I gave it to you.
So, she's not really a celebrity anymore, I guess.
And that was
hey,
a
they're
quote
still
unquote.
On Torben.
This is Mirror, whatever?
I don't know this one.
Mirror Man?
Yeah,
I've never
that's another
heard this
hit.
Song.
Hold on, let it go.
Nothing. Is that her? Ooh!
Nothing?
No.
Huh?
I think I only know the one song.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were all over. They were an alternative band, or considered that.
New
although,
wave.
If you listen to it, you go, alternative. Yeah.
What?
Alternative what?
Alternative to
alternative
good new wave.
Music.
It's just pop, really, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she posted on Twitter stating she never had issues with wearing the boots at other airlines. It looks like they've said these are not okay.
It's not okay.
The boots, they He's say. Okay. They mentioned, though, Human, that they make cozy airport outfits.
Yeah.
So
keep is that in too mind. Cozy?
I think it is.
I'd be psyched cozy. If I ever had a pair of UGG boots. I've never had a pair.
Yeah, they're great.
What?
I feel like I could
I love them.
You know, there's no laces. Just pull them on. They're nice and warmy. Yeah. They look great.
They look great.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, Vinny.
By they look great, I mean that not that they actually visually look great, but they look like they must be super comfortable and warmy. Mm. Yeah.
Qantas's excuses. We have a rule that's asking for smart, casual dress standards.
Oh,
what the hell does that mean?
It's a burn. It's a burn on you for wearing UGG boots. Too bad for you.
Like, that's dumb casual, okay?
Yeah, we want smart casual, not dumb casual.
Find some style, loser.
Could she take off the boots and just go in barefoot?
Socks.
Yeah, and just in her socks. Or no.
I'm going to guess, I've never had UGG boots, but I did used to sell them by the hundreds in the surf shop I ran back in the 90s. I'm going to guess those things make your feet stink because they are so warmy and you do wear them barefoot, I would guess. That's the whole point, right?
I don't know. I don't have
to that. Have the wool against your feet.
Yeah, it can get a little swampy.
I bet you would get swampy. Pretty sweaty, yeah, and pretty swampy.
Yeah.
And
can you wash
stinky.
Them?
Yeah, I bet you can.
I never washed them. I would use some like spray and then a brush.
Oh.
If I got like a stain in it to brush it out.
Because they're suede?
Yeah.
So could you just put like carpet shake down there to smell a little better?
I don't know. You know, I think I'm realizing why I'm so prejudiced against them because we sold them at the shop and the people would be like, I want the pink ones. I want the tall ones. And I'd be like, what is the difference? They look so stupid. You're not going to win no matter what you do.
They're not cheap either.
I know.
No, they're not.
They were $100 then.
Yeah.
So, or 80.
Can you see
bucks.
How much they are on?
Well, it depends on what kind of style you want.
I want tall ones, pink ones.
The tall ones are more.
Yeah. And then send a link to my husband.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to start wearing them in here just to annoy Vinny.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You will not.
I will, too.
You wouldn't do that to me.
I would.
We're looking at 114, 290.
Oh, for the real Uggs. Send the link to the real Uggs. I need the real things.
Well, they're both real. It's just that it's different style. Do you want like feathers on them or you want the straight?
No, she wants
Which
the
pimped out. Which one does Vinny want less?
There's like ribbon, pink ribbons.
Oh, I don't want ribbons.
Have the one that's vejazzled.
I know. I just want plain ones. I want plain, tall, pink ones.
Oh, yeah. Get her those.
Oh,
yeah,
give me those. Now, those are stupid looking.
Yeah, don't get me the ones with vejazzling
on them.
I'll just
get you plain pink ones.
Yeah, tall though, right?
Yeah, tall.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let me see. Am I seeing it? Can I see it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh God, you know what? Forget it. I take it back. I hate the soles. I don't like those.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to wear those every day, no matter what?
I don't. I didn't realize they were going to be that. I was picturing something with like white piping and pale pink. I don't want those. Sorry for the detour there.
Our text number is...
Well, hold on. There is another pair, but it's not. They're not as tall.
It's all right.
Light pink, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all let's right. see the light
yeah,
pink.
Let's see the light pink ones.
You could roll down the fur.
Oh. I just, you know what, though? I forgot how truly ugly they are.
They are. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Great to have you back, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, Bryn.
Happy to be here.
It's great to see you, Bryn.
Hey.
I'm so happy. I come out of the elevator. The first thing I see is Bryn all the way across the office. I'm like, yay. Hooman, you did a great job filling in.
Too late.
A great job.
Great, thank you.
Your music last week was mwah.
What John Paul movie? Boo!
What?
It's the Getty movie, right?
Yeah.
John Paul Getty.
John Paul Getty.
Right.
I guess they don't want a review of that.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I want to hear how Christopher Plummer did. People are saying that he just cut his
part in 2 weeks.
Recut it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks ago now, and people are already saying he's getting Oscar buzz for supporting actor. He's got this
tiny
little
heart.
Well,
that's weird about the Oscar thing, but it's not surprising that some poor editor got handed a bunch of get this in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went, I'm not going to be home for 2 days, honey.
Or for Christmas.
Bye.
So.
You reported he got the Golden Globe nomination.
Was he nominated or was he really already nominated? I heard that there was just buzz, but maybe he did get nominated. Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Thanks.
Flawed logic, says 408. As soon as people start going down to mini size, some rich SOB will start charging more for tiny food, tiny houses. So you'll just be paying just as much.
Imagine how cool it would be, though, if you were 5 inches tall, like, and you lived in a whole community of 5 inches, like, you could have just the most amazing little, like, people would actually make just beautiful little tiny, teeny tiny houses. That'd be so awesome. Like, I think about my dollhouse, like, when I was a little girl, like, I would always wish that I was small enough to live in that dollhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
That was one of the things you did when you
didn't
played?
Didn't you do that? Like when you you play with little things and you just wished you were that size so that you could be with your toys at that.
I did.
All right.
But it sounds fun.
Yeah. Love to be 5 inches tall. I live in a 5-inch tall community.
707 says, Star Wars was great, Sarah.
I'm so glad you liked it and that you didn't listen to my opinion of it. Because people should have their own opinions.
What? Jumanji? Please do Jumanji.
I just don't think that we have the time to see it. And we're already doing too many movies. Yuzek gave me a look. So
I did give you a look. Three is too many. Plus, you're going to mention your five.
Yeah, your top five.
What are you going to ask for next? Vinny to give you five more minutes?
I'll try to do the P.T. Barnum movie.
He doesn't even ask
Wednesday.
Anymore. Just goes as long as he wants.
Hooman, isn't your job to see movies whether you want to or not and actually do your reviewer job? Now you're sending out Rudy to do your job?
Well, they're screening them at the same day at the same time.
At the same damn time.
Yeah, at the same damn time.
There's no way I can be in Emeryville and San Francisco at the same time.
Why didn't you send Rudy to the Emeryville one?
Yeah.
I guess we could switch.
He's East Bay.
Yeah. He wanted downsizing.
I could. I mean, you know.
It's up to you. Do whatever you want to do.
We're just giving you a hard time.
You're the best. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad you're
Can't wait to peek for the week.
More after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.